Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, good. Hang on 1 second. Adrienne's just getting herself together, and I'm going to get the clock for her.
All right, and I've got the volume raised all the way up.
What time is your first appointment? So we know when to wrap up.
9:30.
9:30. Okay, that's fine. It should take about 40 minutes or so to
good.
Do all the taping. I know you have just a few words for Adrienne, so.
Yeah.
Are you back home, or are you still out in Florida?
No, I'm in the office. I got back yesterday afternoon and did a
hello.
In the afternoon.
Okay, good. Here's Adrienne.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, congratulations on doing business with the Spanish couple. That was really super exciting.
It's exciting, but both Patricia and I are cautiously optimistic. Because,
well,
you know what.
Yeah, she filled me in. She did. She filled me in. And I think the key thing there is to try to get them back in as soon as possible, because a case like that is not one where you can generally succeed taking some of the money away from the existing advisor. It's really one where they need to understand that there's better managed accounts than what they're in. And
right.
The role that tax-free would play, but that's another discussion for another time.
Yeah,
right
it
now.
Is. Right now, I want to see if they'll really do some of that annuity work. And also, I'd like to get them in to see you on the managed, because
yeah.
They do have the fidelity. They do have that. The discussion was opened. But
if they get cold feet
on the other, you know, we won't get to the next step.
Yeah, I mean, my take with them on the managed side was it wasn't that their performance has been horrible on the managed side, and it wasn't that they've been gouged with fees because they're managed ETFs, and I don't know. The fee analysis really didn't show, oh, gee, Merrill's charging you 1 or 1.5, because we really didn't know that. But it's sort of like let's reduce the risk, and if we can reduce the fee structure a little bit, let's do that too. But
to make a long story short, I want to get him to do something on the annuities.
And then I would like to
sit down and see how we can reanalyze their Merrill and show them what it would the value of making it cheaper, plus how we could take the risk, reduce the risk, and get the same gain. And I know that there's got to be somebody in that group that can do the analysis like that, because that influences
so
them.
We already have it. Yeah, we already got that.
So we got it. Okay, good. So anyway, today I have to call them because they did not call in with their statements, and I'm sure they're just thinking about it. So, you know, we're trying to make something happen.
Yeah, or they might have got distracted, that's all.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, or whatever. But they'll get a call from me today. And that's it. I have my first delivery meeting with the Yamishes. That's all done. And I have two more in the pipeline that are getting fee analysis. Three.
Yeah, and you know what's exciting, too, is that for a mid-December event that's not a luncheon or a dinner, when you factor in we're up to 14 on our end, and then the library's got whatever, 19, that's like 33 people, and that's not saying who else might register between now and Saturday, you know? So that's really
right.
Good.
I don't know, because the bulk there is the library people themselves. But it's a pretty rich neighborhood. You don't have a lot of bums walking into that library. So
that's right.
We'll see. So far, I thought we had 10 and they have 20. So far we have 30. But maybe we got an extra one or two.
We're now up to 14. It was 10.
Oh, we're up to 14. And they have 20.
Yeah.
So we're up to 24. 34.
Well, 34, yeah. It's great.
All right. There we go. Good.
Okay.
All right.
So back to the radio show.
Radio show is going to be that I've been researching, you know, everything for the weekend, So I have all of this stuff on pensions, on the agitating stuff, you know, on pensions, on Social Security, on what's going on with the stretch out IRAs. So I'm going to be bringing all that agitation and stuff up today. And, you know, and probably even saying that, you know, we're preparing. And we wanted to bring that, this information out so that people know what the problem is today, at least, and they can get the solution by coming
right.
in or on Saturday they can get the solution. So I'm going
right.
to start actually with the stretch out. And because one of the things I didn't realize is that it applies to the Roth, that it affects the Roth.
Well, yeah. I know how that works.
Yeah, I know. So we're gonna talk about that. Okay, I'm ready to go. The only thing, Stu, is the phone number, because we're still taking, you know, for the... yeah, I know. Do you have an extra one? No, extra postcard. It wasn't. All right, let's get started, and if you find it, I'll break it. I'm starting now, Ron, okay?
Sure.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And today what we're going to talk about, and we've got several things on our list, are new laws that have either already been enacted or could be enacted, and we'll certainly give you the distinction between the two, but are very likely to be enacted, that will affect your retirement. So, as you know, Ron's latest book, Beating the Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement, takes a look at blind spots. And that blind spot chapter has been circulating around because Newsmax picked it up, and it's kind of going viral. And we have certain blind spots, but others are given to us. For example, we may have a blind spot about our long-term care. I don't know if you realize that the average couple will spend $225,000 over a lifetime, not Medicare covered for their health care. That's a lot of money, and that's a blind spot. But sometimes these blind spots are really not a thing that we could have known about. They're legislation that comes up. They're changes in the law that comes up, and they sneak up on us. Stealth, it's being called. And that is happening in the field of Social Security, in the field of your IRAs, in the field of your Roth IRAs, and, of course, in the field of your pension planning. So those are the pillars of retirement. And we want to reveal to you today some of those blind spots that you really can't help but have because they're brand new changes in the law. So, Ronna, let's start with something that is really hidden, and that is the Roth IRA changes. There is a law pending. Now, mark you, it has not yet been enacted, but it looks pretty good, that is going to take away our ability to stretch out our IRAs after we pass, so that our children don't have to pay taxes right away. And right now, the situation is a pretty good one. If you did have money left in your IRAs, your kids who inherited it would be able to stretch it out over their lifetime. But that will change. It won't change for spouses, but it will change for anyone who's not a spouse. However, there's an impact not only on a regular IRA, but on a Roth IRA. So let's talk about Roths first, Ron. Explain what a Roth IRA is to begin with. And then we'll take a look at what that could mean to a Roth IRA. Start first, Ron, with what is a Roth IRA?
Well, a Roth IRA is a type of individual retirement account. It's actually named after the late Senator William Roth from Delaware, who proposed the legislation to say, well, let's have a type of IRA where a person could put money in, not get an upfront tax deduction, but all the growth on the money would be tax-free, and when they go to pull the money out, it would be tax-free. And Roth IRAs, because of these tax advantages, have been very popular. There's some little nuances regarding Roth IRAs, like if you're past 70 and a half, you can still contribute to a Roth IRA, and you can't do that with a traditional IRA. But what we're always looking at are what proposed changes are there to the tax code, and how is that going to impact our clients, because we take the position that it is our job to know this information. It's not, we're not like the guy at the bank or the brokerage firm who says, oh, well, that's not my job. I didn't know about that. That's not my job. Well, taxes and changes in the tax code can have a major, major impact on somebody's retirement, and we feel it's our job to keep our clients up to speed on not only what the current law is, but what the proposed changes are.
And so if people come into Ronald Gelag and Associates, they're going to sit down for a meeting or two. It's only truly about them. It focuses on what they're doing, what's costing them to do, and to the extent that anybody could possibly do it, project what it will mean to them after retirement and at different ages and what it will mean to their heirs. So if people come in, they often do get interested in a Roth IRA because as the book, Beating the Fear Factor, calls IRAs tax-infested. Why? Because when you go to take it out, you have to pay taxes. You may be in a much higher tax bracket than you thought. So people like to think about a Roth because they can pay their tax immediately, and after 5 years, all the money not only can be taken out tax-free, but it grows. Now, here's the interesting part with the new potential law. Right now, if you didn't use all of your Roth IRA money, your kids could inherit it, or somebody else could inherit it. And what would happen? They could stretch it out over their lifetime, and all that money would continue to accumulate and grow, also tax-free. That's a ton of money. That could be decades and generations of tax-free legacy. That's what we have now. It's pretty good if you're not planning to use all your money. But Ron, throwing it back to you, what would happen if we no longer had that right, if the money had to be distributed either right away or within 5 years and the new law passed with regard to that legacy of tax-free money?
Oh, well, excuse me, I don't mean to cough into our listeners' ears.
But I mean, there may be a psychological reason that you cough when you hear the change in the law.
Well, maybe I'm just trying to get people's attention to sort of say, wake up. I know it's December. I know we've got holiday shopping to do and holiday parties to go to. But you know what? Our finances are important. And when you look at the amount of debt that this government has incurred and is incurring, the next tax target, in our view, are IRA accounts. So this is why Ed Slott had an article recently called Rest in Peace Stretch IRA, and he was talking about the proposal to eliminate the Stretch IRA and the inevitability of this change going into effect. This is a change that is gathering bipartisan support, and it's something that sounds so innocent, so innocuous to say, oh, well, let's just go back to the original rules relating to IRAs when someone left an IRA to their adult son or daughter. That beneficiary, adult son or daughter, would have to take all the money out over 5 years. Well, guess what? If we're in Kansas or Alabama and we've got a $50,000 or $80,000 IRA being left to three or four children, it's not that big a deal. But if you're in northern or central New Jersey and you've got a high six or seven figure IRA, now you're accelerating the taxation on that IRA when it gets inherited to the next generation. So our view is it's not just about what you make, it's about what you keep. And let's protect from the tax man to the extent that we legally and morally and ethically can do so.
You know, one of the important things to realize is that if the law does go through and you have a Roth IRA or you're planning to do one and you are not planning to spend all your money, what will happen is that instead of having really decades of tax-free growth for your heirs, they'll get the money right away and whatever they do with it, whether they spend it, whether they mismanage it, whether they manage it beautifully, they're still going to have to start all over again to look for a tax-advantage way of managing that legacy. and that's a big change. So I want to give people an invitation, and I want to give them a solution too, something that actually happened in the office. We are going to be doing a seminar, and this seminar is in I just went there yesterday, by the way, folks. Beautiful library, right in my neighborhood, Hunterdon County Library, on Halsted Street in Clinton, New Jersey. Now, we're doing a free morning breakfast and discussion of Social Security and pensions and IRAs and a lot more. But you do need to register. It's 800-696-8083. If you would call 800-696-8083, you'll get free registration. Tell them it's the Ronald Gelock Seminar. And there's actually an RSVP number if you want to take it down, 358972, 358972. And we'll be going over all these things, 800-696-8083. Now, we have a couple of minutes left in this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about changes in Social Security that actually happened. Remember, those are the stealth changes that happened on October 30th. But for now, let me round up with this. Somebody came into the office, and they had a Roth IRA. They had a very substantial Roth IRA. And they had spent a good deal of money to pay the tax on their regular IRA to convert this into a Roth. And they came and they said, you know why we did it? We did it because our kids are terrific. We love them, but they're really not the best financial managers. They're already in their 30s, and we know. We know that this is going to be their legacy. And we thought we would be giving them lifelong tax-free growth, which they could take out and use throughout their lifetime, and then they would leave it to our grandkids who are little, but we want them to have something. Well, you know what they could have done if this change happens and what we're going to help them do? They actually, now that it's tax-free money, they could actually take it and they could change it into a different tax-free system, a private tax-free system that not only got all the money to their kids in a death benefit tax-free, but even allowed them to take out tax-free income for the rest of their life. So there are things you can do. There are solutions, but they must be understood. Not everybody is right not everything is right for everyone. So we ask people to come into our office. We certainly can have a consultation to point them in the right direction. But if you come to our seminar, and everybody really in our listening audience has pretty much convenience to Clinton. If you come Saturday morning, it's painless. You get your donuts and coffee. We sit for a couple of hours. We answer your questions, but we also point out your blind spots. So we come back. We're going to be talking about some Social Security changes that are real. But the number to call for the seminar is 800-696-8083, 800-696-8083, 930. This Saturday, December 12th, Halsted Street, Clinton, New Jersey, beautiful library. And when you call, you can either say it's the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour Seminar or give them the RSVP code, 358-972, 358-972. We'll be back in just a moment. October 30th, a day that will live in infamy, but I wonder if you even realize the changes that have already taken place in U.S. Social Security paycheck. We'll be right back. Okay, Ron, what I would love to do is start with you right away on the issue of agitating because of the national debt. Anything I want to say about Social Security is very detailed and it's boring and all that, but your message about the fact that the government has to get money someplace, I think is very important, and it could be like an overall message that all these things we're talking about really are coming out from one reason. There's no money in Social Security, the government doesn't have.
And you know what else would be cool, if there's time to do it in the segment after the Social Security, is talk about the next crisis is going to be the underfunding of pensions.
Right.
You know.
Now,
okay.
If you want to do that first, you can, because I can. I could bring it out both ways.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter to me. I'm flexible.
We'll do that. Also, all right. Well, you'll see. You'll see that it's really scary. The more I read about it, I'm getting scared myself. I have to tell you, I'm scaring myself. I think I'll actually say it. All right, we're ready. Go ahead. Hello, hello, hello. We are back. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And every single week, drive time, tell your friends, because you can also hear this streaming at the WTCT website from anywhere in the world, really. We cover certain issues of retirement planning that are really obscured to others. They don't see it. All they're looking for is, how much is my money able to grow? Will I be affected by the stock market? Well, of course, we deal with all that, too, but with a lot more. And right now, today, we're talking about real changes that really have happened in Washington and some that might. Now, we just spoke about the Roth IRA and regular IRAs that will have many, many more disadvantages for your heirs if a law changes. But let's talk about something that actually happened October 30th of this year under the radar, and that was changes in Social Security. But before we do, I think you need to get the big picture. So let me toss this over to Ron. There are reasons that Social Security is actually diminishing. I call it the incredible shrinking federal retirement fund, because that's what's happening. People don't realize it because it's not going away. It's shrinking in many, many areas. But that's because of bankruptcy issues of Social Security and our tax issues. Let's talk about the big picture here, Ron.
The big picture is that the country has a real financial crisis going on, a real massive debt crisis going on. And if you think about it from this perspective, the money that was supposed to be set aside, that was supposed to be protected in a Social Security trust fund, has basically been, I hate to use the word stolen, let's use the word borrowed by politicians in exchange for IOUs. So this is why, and this is one thing that's good about the internet age that we live in, anybody can go onto the internet and Google search for the annual report from the trustees of the Social Security Fund, which is who? The Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the Secretary of, I forget what the third cabinet member is. But these are real credible people who are signing their name to this report, and they tell you in the report, here is when we think Social Security will run out of money. And by the way, that's based on very optimistic projections. I think it's somewhere around the year 2032. Now, I don't know about the rest of the listeners to the program, but I certainly plan on still being here in 2032. And so there's going to be massive changes coming as a result of this underfunding of Social Security. It's a real crisis, and it has to be dealt with.
Yep, it certainly does. And I'm going to ask you something very, very serious, folks. If you do nothing between now and the end of the year, and I hope you'll do a lot in terms of making contributions to your IRAs and all of your good end-of-year planning, charitable gifts, take this seminar. It's coming up. It's the last one of mine for the entire year. It's at the library in Clinton. We did it because our new book has come out. We're donating books to the library. We did it because it's the last quiet weekend before the holidays begin to come upon us. And we're going to be covering all these things and answering your questions. 800-696-8083. When you call that, they'll ask you for a number, an RSVP number, because, of course, it's free. Even the coffee and donuts are free. So that is 358972, 358972. But if you don't have the RSVP number, just tell them it's the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour seminar, and please be there. So let me give you an example. I've been studying for you for this weekend. These are all things that I know and help clients with all the time, as does all the team at Ronald Gielock. But you know, when the seminar comes up, you do some extra work. I was shocked, I have to tell you. It bothered me, and I know all these bad problems as they come in. I was at the White House Conference on Aging in July when President Obama, there's only 200 people were invited. I was invited. I was out there as press for you guys. President Obama said there'll be no changes in Social Security for those already in the system. Period, the end. I've got it on tape. But there are. October 30th, it changed. And how did it change? It changed in several ways, one of them being that the strategy of being able to take your Social Security, having your spouse take their spousal share, and then you suspend your Social Security and let it grow until age 70, and they still keep the Social Security paycheck, that's gone. If you still want that, you have to do it before April 30th. It will help you, but then it's gone forever. And then a second thing called a reset, where you could actually take Social Security and then reset it for an older age. It's a little complicated strategy, but it was always there. That's gone completely. There's not even a grandfather clause to anybody born over 1954. So we're going to go through these rules, show you what you lost, show you what you could gain. Here is the thing, Ron. This is the thing I actually wanted to tell you. I was reading this, and I couldn't believe it. You know, in that same budget legislation that took away two parts of Social Security for us, it gave us something. It extended the Medicare current costs a little bit so that the Medicare was going to go up for everybody, and it didn't go up. So, after all, if something was going to go up and it didn't go up, you need to get money from somewhere. I couldn't believe where they were taking the money from to extend the Medicare benefit. Believe it or not, the government had no money in the Medicare fund. They borrowed it. They borrowed the money from other sources within the government to extend this. And then they added $3 or so per person to pay back the debt that the government took to be able to extend Medicare. When you look into the underbelly of this stuff, you think to yourself, gee, maybe when I'm 80, we really won't have Social Security. I don't know what to say anymore. And, folks, I wrote a book, How Not to Go Broke at 102, in 2008, where I said that Social Security would remain for everybody. And I'm going to admit, loud and not so proud, I could have been wrong. And I'm getting seriously concerned. So 800-696-8083. Now, Ron, we only have about a minute and a half, and then we're going to go on to our next couple of ads and then our show. But I know you very much want to talk about pensions and your concern there. So set the stage on the issue of pensions.
Oh, my goodness, Adriana. This is the next major crisis over the course of the next 5 years to hit retirees who think that, well, gee, I've got a pension and I retired, and I'm getting this monthly check, and this is going to be here the rest of my life. Well, guess what? A lot of these corporate pension plans and state employee pension plans have been drastically underfunded. Right now, in the Midwest, UPS drivers who were collecting their pensions are now being subject to a 50% reduction in pension benefits on pensions that they already started to collect. So the next big crisis is the underfunding of pensions and the impact that's going to have on people who are about to collect pensions and people who are already collecting pensions.
Now, on this Saturday seminar, Ron, we're going to tell people how to find out if their pensions are in jeopardy, and that's important. So please come. 800-696-8083. 800-696-8083. That's for your free reservation. 930 at Halsted Street, Clinton, New Jersey, Huntington Library. RSVP 358-972. Be there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the pension issue. Okay, so we're going to come back. Maybe we're going to go right to you about what happened with Lucent, because you can give whatever examples you want from the real-life clients, okay?
Yeah. And then I want to underscore why I think it's so important to get in the car, and if you have to drive 45 minutes to get to the library, why you should do that.
Okay. Are you ready, Sue? Oh, this is our third segment. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And I'm going to give everybody a break. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to throw this right to Ron because he's very passionate and very, very in the midst of what's happening in the great state of New Jersey, when it comes to pensions and what people are relying on. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, okay, Adrian. You know, it's really interesting. I could remember back, oh my goodness, I think it must have been around the year 2000. I was invited to give a talk to retirees of Lucent, and this is their Lucent, they call it the Pioneers Club. And I made the comment then, you know what, it's not a good idea to have too much of your 401k in any company stock, including Lucent. And I had people actually hissing me and giving me dirty looks. And the latest thing that's happened this year to Lucent retirees is Lucent came out and said, listen, I know you're collecting this pension, but guess what? We don't want to give you this pension for the rest of your life. We want to give you this lump sum instead, and then you make it last as long as you're destined to last. And so that was one thing we had to deal with many Lucent retirees this year when they got the letter and they didn't know what to do and they needed advice, and we were able to help them. And, you know, retirement planning has changed so much, Adrian. I mean, I can remember back when my grandmother had a conversation with my mother, and the conversation went something like this. One bank wants to give me 14% on a CD. This is around 1980 or so. And another bank wants to give me 13.875, but they'll give me a toaster or an electric blanket or a blender.
Right.
What should I do? And, you know, in those days, 82% of people had pensions. Now it's 16%. And now the pensions that are being paid out to people who are already collecting pensions are in jeopardy. And so what are we saying is make an effort, get in the car. If you have to drive 45 minutes to the library all the way out in Clinton to hear the truth about what's going on, you deserve to know this information. And I've had people say this to me, Adrian, oh, Ron, I listened to you and Adrian on the radio show, and I went and talked to my financial advisor, and he's got everything all okay for me. And then when I see, well, what did he do for you? I see that he ended up selling them a mix of products that were totally inappropriate and didn't even solve the problem. So this is why I think it's so important to come to this workshop on Saturday.
Now, let me give you the phone number, and then I'm going to tell you an insider thing. The phone number is 800-696-8083. 800-696-8083. The RSVP code is 358972, 358972. I am there for you. We won't get thrown out. We're going to have plenty of time for me to go through each of the issues that could impact your life, as well as the solutions. Please believe me, you are not going to walk out there worried or concerned. You're going to walk out there empowered. 800-696-8083. So let me tell you something that that actually did happen, and it's kind of an insider type of thing. We had some wonderful people come from a seminar in the past, and I saw them, and they loved their advisors. And we generally, we're very gentle with people who have advisors. Remember, our clients are older. They are people of means, generally. They have at least $250,000 or more to invest for their future. And they often have advisors. But they want to take this next step, the next step in life, the next step in their wealth life, which is preservation as well as growth, and also tax-free planning. So they came over and they said, we really love our people. We've been with them for 10 years, but we were compelled. We heard what you had to say. We had to hear more. And they had an annuity, and it was a fine old annuity if you were 35 years old. But they weren't. They were getting into their 70s. And the fact is that it was about 15, 16 years old, and it had come to a point in its life where it just wasn't earning by contract what it had been before. And they said to me, Adrian, how come our advisors, who we love, never told us? And I could have said, oh, there was a problem with them, they're no good, they're not watching. I could have denigrated them in some way and whatever, but no. What I said was what I really think happens. There are some assets, and they're very important assets, that advisors have under their control that they think about as set it and forget it. If they're buying stocks and bonds for you, if they're buying mutual funds, they're paying attention. But there are certain things, like annuities, insurance policies, that they simply stop paying attention to. It's on the books, it's there, it's making what it has to make, and it's over. don't let that happen. If you have a trusted advisor, but you have certain assets like that, please come and see us and begin with that seminar at 800-696-8083, because we swim in the waters of financial gerontology. We look at people over the age of 55, all the way to the end of their lifespan, and we also help them make decisions about their health care. So let's switch that over to you. Now, both Ron and I are lawyers. Don't hold that against us. It's not our primary practice. But, Ron, people do come, and one of the big blind spots that you always point up in the book is the fact that they don't realize the cost of health care. Can we focus on that a little bit, considering that Medicare is the backbone, and it's also broke?
Oh, sure. I think we have to focus on that, because people are living longer and longer lifespans. I mean, half of all 60-year-olds still have a living parent.
Yep.
The fastest-growing segment of the population today is age 85-plus. But with that increased longevity also comes increased frailty. And the question that should be asked as part of retirement planning is, well, if my health fails later in life, how am I going to pay the cost of home health care or assisted living or long-term care? Or if my spouse passes away and the pension gets reduced 50% and we lose one of the Social Security checks, how are we going to pay for health care for the surviving spouse? So that part of retirement planning, people in the business, I hate to say, a lot of people in the business feel like, oh, that's not my job because that's dull or that's not very exciting. But at the same time, it's super, super important. And so what we do is we sit down with people, we show them four different alternatives, because traditional long-term care insurance is only one of the alternatives. And it's not my purpose in the radio show to give the entire details of all the ingredients in the recipe on the radio show, because it can be misinterpreted. It needs to be explained one-on-one, face-to-face, sitting down, either at our main office in Parsippany or at a location closer to where you are. But we're going to cover this in the workshop on Saturday, but then we cover it more thoroughly. So if somebody can't make it to Saturday's workshop, they've got a family commitment, they just can't get there, they can still call the office, 800-467-8152, and say, listen, I want a one-on-one free consultation with one of the advisors to talk about retirement planning.
Now, please give that number one more time.
Oh, it's 1-800-467-8152.
Now, I want to congratulate you, Ron, and I want everybody to hear this. You're moving in the same building in Parsippany, but it's huge. I was impressed myself at the new digs that we're going to be having. It is expanding. It's full service. We deal with also an attorney who you can see. It's also a complimentary consultation to point you in the right direction. We strategize with you. I'll be honest with you. I've been doing two-hour consultations, two and three times with the same people to straighten out what they've been doing. That they thought was kind of okay, but they didn't realize how much improved their situation can be and how much improved their peace of mind can be. So, Ron, give everybody that phone number. If they're ready just to come in and visit our new digs during the beautiful holiday season and get started, what number should they call for that if they cannot make this Saturday's conference?
Sure. The 800 number in the office is 1-800-467-8152. And you know what I'd recommend doing? Call first thing in the morning. Set up a time to come in and visit with us, because you know how things are. You could have the best of intentions. Yes, I need to go talk to Ron or one of the advisors on his team, or I want to sit and talk with Adrian. You could have the best of intentions to get it done. And you know what happens? It doesn't get done. Why? Because we get distracted. There's so many things competing for our attention. But if the quality of your life in retirement is important to you, then you want to see us. You want to get professional advice.
And one of the, I was saying little inside tidbits, you know, like any other registered investment advisory firm, there's a lot of compliance rules. And as a registered investment retirement firm, we're going to have Ron tell you in our next segment what that exactly means. But one of the things that I said to our compliance officer, who's really a good friend, is, you know, we're financial gerontologists. And Ron, he wrote me back, he says, what's a financial gerontologist? And we were having a wonderful conversation on this, but I think you guys should know the difference about what we're coming from and what the average planner comes from. Financial gerontologist is really a designation. It's an American Institute of Financial Gerontology. What it does is it looks at your investments, including your mutual funds, including stocks and bonds, including your tax-free investments, including your insurance, your annuities, and even your real estate, and anything else that you may have, even solid gold, from the point of view of what it means to age. Will it last your whole life? Will it go out and work for you when you cannot have an income from your labors anymore? Will your children inherit it properly? Will your spouse be protected? What government laws that affect people over the age of 50 could affect your money? That's what we've been talking about this entire show. How does it impact in a pension, Social Security? Where do you want to live? Will it be the same cost of living, more or less? What about your retirement goals and dreams and purposes? Will it be fulfilled? How long might you live? What should you really be planning for? So when we talk about financial gerontology, we're coming to this from a whole other area. And we come back, we're going to really tell you what we do. Go nowhere. This is our last segment, whenever you're ready. I'm thinking that, again, you should start this one off with examples of some the type of people that come in or their concerns or any story that you would like to tell to demonstrate what's being done in the office, because it is pretty impressive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Ron?
Sure.
Good. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg and... No, I had to start
Ronald
again.
Ronald Gielock.
Wait, no, I have to start again, Stu says. You'll tell me when, Stu, okay? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And again, I'm going to give you some insights. Today is a day of insights. We talked about insights in changes in Roth and IRAs that might prevent a really mega legacy that you could have had for your kids and grandchildren. That law has not yet passed. We look at it very carefully. We'll tell you how to prepare for it. There has already been major changes in Social Security. Without you knowing, there might have been a major change in Medicare. It would have been much more costly for you. They were able to get away with that, but we don't know for how long. That's still a possibility that it's going to simply cost you more for your health care. And there have been a lot of issues with pensions because the pension guarantee fund is also bankrupt. So we have a lot of issues going on in the pillars of retirement, Social Security, your own nest eggs, and, of course, your pensions for those of you who still have one. And I want to toss this through. I want him to give you as vivid a picture as you can as to what happens when you come into Ronald Gielock and Associates, because it's almost wrong to simply call it retirement planning. It's a lot more than that. It's really longevity planning. So, Ron, explain the team. Explain what happens if people come in.
Sure, I'm happy to do that because, you know, if you think about it, it's kind of scary, it's kind of intimidating to say, oh, well, you know, I got to get in the car, I got to drive an hour or 45 minutes or whatever it is, and I'm going to sit down with a planner, and what's that going to be like? Well, the first thing that we try to find out from anybody in the first interaction is what's important to you about the balance of your lifetime, what's important to you about the quality of life that you want to have, what type of things do you want to do, where do you want to live, What lifestyle do you want to live? And so we explore those things first so that we can help put together a plan to get you where you want to be. I mean, that's the idea, point you in the right direction. And I like to describe it this way, Adrian, is we can plan for best case scenarios, but at the same time, we should also plan for worst case scenarios. And I also like to frame it this way, Adrian, what is the plan B? In other words, if everything doesn't go according to plan, meaning if the financial markets don't cooperate, or if the politicians get a little bit too aggressive with their tax increases, how do we make sure that we're going to be okay and our family's going to be okay and we're going to be able to live the lifestyle we want to live? So this is why it takes a series of meetings with a planner on our team to figure out what's the most important way to go. So sometimes we want to look at, are you paying excessive fees? If so, I think you deserve to know that. Sometimes we want to look at, are you taking unnecessary risks or excessive risks? If so, I think you deserve to know that as well. And then at the same time, what might be the way to reduce fees and expenses, reduce risk, create the income that you're going to need, and do it in the most tax advantageous way possible? That's the whole process.
And it's very educational as well. Ron's latest book, Beating the Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, and it has a great subtitle, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement, is part of what we do. You will get a copy of the book, you'll read it, you'll understand all your alternatives on many, many different levels. Now, the first step for many of our clients is that they get introduced to us through a workshop. And there is a workshop coming up, and this is my last one for the year. It's very close to you guys, Clinton, New Jersey, at the library. It's 9:30 a.m. this Saturday morning. Please call, get your free reservation, 800-696-8083. If you've been listening to the show and you didn't bother to get your pencil or whatever, do so now. 800-696-8083. And they'll ask you for your RSVP. The number is 358972, 358972. And you'll really get your Tax-Free Retirement Solutions Workshop down pat before you walk out that door. Now, Ron, some people, really, they are ready. They would really like to sit down privately with a planner, not just go to another seminar. What number could they call to make an appointment for a one-on-one?
Oh, it's 1-800-467-8152. And here's the amazing thing about this, Adrian, is the planners on our team will sit with somebody for one, two, or three meetings at absolutely no cost. Now, that's not to say that we don't get compensated if you implement the planning that we recommend, but we'll explain to you, well, here's what we think are the solutions, here's what the costs are, here's what the benefits are, and then you're always free to decide what's best for you. That's, in my mind, the right way to do things.
And earlier in the show, I said that you would explain what a registered investment advisory firm is. So this would be a good time to do that.
Yeah, you know, Adrian, this is so important. You know, a lot of times people will say, you know, I really like the advisor I have at the bank. He's so personal. He's so caring. Or I've worked with this broker for many years, and he's made me a lot of money, and I genuinely like him, and we play golf together. But a lot of times the advisor that you're working with currently has a legal duty to their employer more than a legal duty to you. So what happens is, if you are like our firm, if you're an investment advisor representative, you have a fiduciary duty to do the right thing for your clients. It's the same legal duty that a trustee of a trust has to trust beneficiaries or that an attorney has to his clients. And I feel like so many advisors out there who have good intentions are operating with one hand tied behind their back because they have a sales manager that they're accountable to, and the firm is setting the agenda as to what they want clients putting their money in instead of unbiased, objective planning being able to be done.
And I think that that gets more and more important as you get out of the growth stage. The people who have come to us from this radio show or seminars, as I said, they generally have trusted advisors. And I ask them, how come you're changing? I'm very pleased, but why? And they all say the same thing. And that is because they felt that at that stage in their life that they had those advisors, that was the right thing to do. At a new stage in their life, it's not the right thing to do anymore. And they can't just do things out of habit. You have to make changes. And I will also tell you that in my original career as a lawyer, I was an elder law attorney. And I also worked for many large nonprofits, too. And one of them, the Community Service Society, had a gerontologist, the first gerontologist I ever met. Her name was Janet Sainer, a real pioneer in aging. And she used to say this, all babies are the same, but all seniors are different. And that's seared in my memory. It's a long time ago, folks. Nobody that walks in that door is cookie cutter to us. The first thing we ask them is, what's the purpose of your money? And everybody assumes, oh, it's so I don't have to work and I could play golf and I could sit here or I could travel. You'd be surprised the answers I get. Because that's what we want. Money for us is very important, but it's still a means to an end. And we want to talk to you about your significant future. So we'll give you the last time, 800-696-8083. Our seminar, 358-972, 358-972 for your number. And thank you, Ron. It's been a great week.
Take care, Adrian. Thank you.
Okay, we just did it yet again. I know that I'm going to work a little bit with Georgianne to see what this is really yielding, okay?
Well, right, that's what we want to be able to do is be able to figure out, well, how many people are actually being driven to a seminar.
Or
and
anything.
How many people are being driven into the office or both, right, absolutely, yep.
Well, you know, she wrote to me about it yesterday, and I wrote back to her kind of glibly saying, well, I think we're going to have to ask. At this stage, we do, but then I started to think about it, and I figured out a couple of things. I'm going to write her an email. I know they're in the midst of the move, so I don't even know if I should do that right now. But what we can do is we can add that question to the registration, you know, when they call through the services. That's one thing.
Hmm.
We could ask them when they come in, and they actually come into the seminar. And then I know she wants to do a lot more on digital marketing. So we can send people to the website more. And that tells us immediately. That sends us an immediate email if people go to the website. We know that right away. So, you know, those are some of the things that we can do where we really can't track it.
Well, I'm sure
okay.
We'll figure it out. Right now I got to run. I got to
go.
9:30.
Okay, excellent. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Have a good move. Goodbye.